In Parshat Kisetse, Perek Chavbeit, Pasuk Vav, the Torah presents the din of Kan Sipor. Ki Kare Kan Sipor Lefanecha, Baderech, Becholeit, Oal Haaretz. Efrochim O Beitzim. V'haim Rovetet Al Efrochim Oal HaBeitzim. So the Torah tells us, Lo Sikacha Eim Al HaBanim. While the mother is literally over her child, as Rashi says, there's a law, one is not permitted to take the mother when she's in that position. The Torah says one is obligated to send away the mother, and then one takes the children. And here the Torah promises us, Leman yitav loch, yamin. There are only two places altogether, Sachakol, where the Torah issues this haftacha, issues this promise of the man yitav loch v'harachto yamin. What the Gemara calls in Chulin a mitzvah shematan schar b'tzida. The schar is already embedded in the pasuk, and as Rashi comments on pasuk Zayin, in mitzvah kala she'in b'chisar on kis. Here we have a mitzvah where there's no loss that will be sustained, no monetary loss. Omra Torah l'man yitav loch v'harachta yomim kal v'chomer l'matan scharen shal mitzvahs chamuros kal v'chomer to mitzvahs that are more chamur. As I mentioned, there are two mitzvahs where we encounter this language. One is shiluach hakein, and the other of course is the mitzvah of kabeda sabicha v'etinecha. There the Torah also tells us that one will be zolchet to arichas yomim, and as well the Torah used the language of the man yitavach. But we're going to examine in this year, in this Hashem, we're going to try to understand a bit more carefully the nature of this mitzvah, what lies behind it. Often the mitzvah addresses what seems to be what is known in modern parlance as humane behavior. One is not permitted, al pi halacha, to be mitzara bal chai, to cause any kind of pain to someone, to a creature. And a number of mefarshim have connected this mitzvah with two other mitzvahs mentioned in Chumash. One mitzvah, of course, is found, well known, that the Torah tells us, Lo Tzavasho Gedi Bachalei Bimo. It's found three times in Chumash, as Chazal comments, Echad Yisra Achila, Echad Yisra Hana, Echad Yisra Bishol. But we'll look for a moment in Sefer Shemos, Perach of Gimel. There the Torah outlines this mitzvah. In Perach of Gimel, Pasuk Yutes, it tells us, Reishi Kurei Ad Masecha Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha. One is obligated to bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. And then, the end of the Pasuk states, Lo Sevasho Gedi Bachalei Bimo. One should not sieve a kid in its mother's milk. That's generally the formal translation of this Pasuk. One is not allowed to be Mavasho Gedi Bachalei Bimo. The second time the Torah utilizes what seems to be a similar concept is found in Vayikra. In Vayikra Perach of Days, in Pasuk Chavches, there the Torah tells us the following. Vishor Oseh, Osob Yes Beno, Lo Sishchatu B'Yom Echad. One is not allowed to slaughter a cow, a shor, an ox, a seh, a lamb. One cannot slaughter the mother and the offspring on the same day. In all three cases, the Torah is concerned with the connection between the mother and its young. Whether we're talking about sheep, or goats, or cattle, or birds. And the one who miad is omen on this matter is the Rashbam. The Rashbam, the grandson of Rashi, in his Perek Shemos, Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Yutes, the Rashbam there has the following comment. On the Pasuk of Rashi's Bikuri Ad Moscha, Tadi Beis Hashem Alokecha Lo Sevash Ugudi Bechalei Bimo, so the Rashbam notes and the Lashon of the Rashbam is the following. He writes that the practice was Levashlo B'chalav Ha'im, that's what was done, Ugnayu Adobar Ubliya B'rafsonus Lecho Chalav Ha'im Im Babonim. The Rashbam says it's a gluttonous kind of act to consume the milk of the mother together with her offspring. V'dugma Zo Ba'isav Yezbeno. Rashbam says we find two other similar parallels. One is the pasuk that I mentioned, also the Yezbeno Lo Sishchatu B'Yomechad V'Shiluach HaKein. And the third example says the Rashbam is the mitzvah of this week's parasha of Shiluach HaKein. What exactly is the Torah out to articulate? What idea says the Rashbam? V'Lamedcha Derech Tarbus. The Torah wants to teach us to behave in a civilized kind of manner. And the Rashbam continues, and he's concerned about why this particular pasuk is found in the context in Mishpatim of a description of Shol Shrigolim. The Torah began by describing in Perek of Gimel, Pasuk Yudalot, Shol Shrigolim Tzachog Li Bashana. It mentions Chag HaMatzos, and then Chag HaKotzeh, Bikuri Ma'asecha, and then Chag HaOtzeh, B'Sholos Shrigolim, and tells us about the mitzvah of Sholos Pom B'Hashem Yoweh, called Zechur Chal Pnei Ha'adon Hashem, and then Lo Sivbach Al Chomiz Dam Zivchi, V'Lo Yolim Chelel Chagi Adboke, and the last pasuk in this segment is the admonition that we just mentioned, Reishis Bikuri Ha'amotzecha Tavi Beis Hashem Alokecha, Lo Sivash Ogudi V'Chalei Vimo, says the Rashbam. Since the practice was to consume a lot of animals during the Shal Shri Golim, he's here, the Pasha Shri Golim, Shalalavashel, Vulalecho Gdi Bachalevimla. That's what the Torah is, this admonition. Hu Adin, the Chol Batta, the Cholakim, Ashapir Shabbosainu, the Shchidas Golim. So, of course, the source, the Makar, for the Isser of Batta the Cholak. So, the Rashbam has connected all these three, namely Shiluach HaKein, Lo Sevashach Di Bachalei Dimo, and also V'Yetzbeno Lo Sishchatu Miyom Echad. Rashbam, however, goes even a bit further. And the Rashbam explains that there's another element here which is also critical. He writes on our pasuk in Kiseitse, Lo sika chayim al abonim lefi derech eretz ulechuva saminim kvar pirashdi ulotavashe gudi v'chalev imom v'chem v'aisav yes b'nai shedoyim l'achzorius v'rafsonus. He reiterates what he said earlier, that it's a crude kind of action, gluttonous in nature. Lo kachas v'lishchoit ulevashel v'lechol eim ubonim b'yachad. Essentially, what is one doing? The Torah mentions with reference to Gdi Bachalei Dima, Lo Yisavashu Gdi Bachalei Dima. When it comes to Oysev Yesmenoi, the Torah says, Lo Yisishchatu B'yaynechot. First it speaks of cooking, then it speaks of slaughtering, and here the Torah speaks about Lo Tikarei Malabonim, taking the chicks or the eggs away from the mother bird. And as we're talking about three pu'ulos, three different types of activity, and in effect, what the Torah is describing, we take them from the wild, we kill them, we prepare them for our own consumption, and the Torah is telling us that the Rashbam is a need to be sensitive at every single stage. At every shlav that the Torah is describing, there's a need for compassion and sensitive behavior. The Ibn Ezra, Rabbi Avraham Ibn Ezra, essentially agrees with the Rashbam, but he adds one important nekuda that is clearly of an original nature. He says, "You'll be zocher the man yitav loch va'arachta yomim kasher." When would you merit longevity? Kasher lo tichlos kolakan. You will not destroy the whole nest. She'azavta ha'ikar, and leave behind its main element. And those the Torah's particular schar, mat schar betzida, arichas yomim, parallels the explanation behind this. By not taking the mother along with the young together, not only have you avoided an act of achzorius, but in fact what you have allowed for is the possibility of that min to once again regenerate. The mother is still capable of laying more birds, more eggs, and raising more chicks to maturity. And therefore, b'midah shadam leideg v'didin lo, says the Ibn Ezra, by ensuring harachas yomim for the birds, one will be zeicha tarichas yomim for oneself as well. So these two explanations have a common denominator, namely, the Torah is trying to condemn achzorius, gluttonous behavior, not being merciful, not being compassionate. And of course, if we discipline ourselves to behave towards animals in the proper kind of way, then obviously we'll act towards human beings, in a kind, compassionate way as well. The Ramban, Barichus, Rabbah, in this week's parasha, the Ramban presents the following perspective. And I'll read parts of the Ramban. The Ramban also cites the position of the Rambam in Mor Devuchim, and it is significant that we should try to understand one of the most fundamental machleksim between the Rambam and the Ramban that Stavka expressed in this week's parasha. Perhaps by way of Akdama, we'll just introduce the topic of Tami Amitzvis. Chazal, in many different places, address the issue of Tami Amitzvos. I will just mention a number of places in Shas where we encounter this issue of Tami Amitzvos. Let's start without any particular order, and then we'll come back to the Ramban and the Rambam and Mor Devuchim. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Tezayin and Aleph. The Gemara said Tanya Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Akiva Nidnei Ma Omer Torah Hevir Omer BePesach. Why did the Torah compel us to bring the Korban HaOmer on Pesach? The Gemara asks the question, "De ma'am ratera," as if the Gemara is searching for Tami Anitzis. And the Gemara answers, "Nesha Pesach zman tzvohu," because Pesach is the time of harvesting. "Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hevir Lefanei Omer BePesach Kidei Shetivarech Lachem Tzvuah." If you want to achieve a bracha with your tzvuah, with your grain, bring the Omer. You should be blessed. Your tzvuah shebesados. The Gemara continues, Neimam Rateiru Hadir Lushne Alechem Bateres. Why did Kabbin Lushne Alechem? Neishateres, Man Teres Eilanu. Omakur is Boku, Hadir Lufana Shne Alechem Bateres. Kiddish is Boku, Lachem Teres Eilan. You want to have a bracha in the fruit of the tree? Bring the Shne Alechem Bateres. Neimam Rateiru Nisku Mayim Bechag. Why Nisach Hamayim? And Sukkis, Omakur is Boku, Nisku Lufana Mayim Bechag. Kiddish is Boku, Lam Gishme Shana. You should be Zeicher to Gshamim, plentiful Gshamim. And while the Gemara is at it, the Gemara adds one final Nekuda, which is relevant to Rosh Hashanah, Ki HaShefer. Imru Lefanei Rosh Hashanah, Malchi HaZichene V'Shefres, we should also say, Malchi HaZichene V'Shefres. Malchi HaZichene V'Shefres, Malchi HaZichene V'Shefres, you should coronate Hashem as King, Zichrenes K'Sheyala Zichonechem Lefanei L'Tova, that the Zikaron of Hashem is Barach should be Eile, or our Zikaron should be Eile, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Tzeiva, Uvameh B'Shefer. So we have a Gemara where the Gemara is inquiring as to the Tam for certain items. Just a few other Gemaras just to show you that this is not an uncommon notion in Chazal. The Gemara in Nida and Daf Amal of the days. The Gemara at the end of the third parak, Hamapelos Chaticha, a very famous Gemara. Shalu Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Shimon Yochai was asked the following question: Neima Amr Teira Yaletz Mediyah Karban. Why is a woman who gives birth at the beginning of Pasha Tazria, Isha Kitazria, Yolda Zocha, Betamish Shivas Yomim? You may need us the way so titma, the Torah says, Shishim yom, shesh yom, teshib in the Torah, uvim lois, you may Torah, the vein of the vast. Tadi kenis, mech nasal, the ilo, ben yen, yasal, the chatas. The obligation to bring a carbon. Why? So Rav Shimon Yochai was asked this question and presents a very novel reason. Amalayim, b'shoshe, kairas, lele, when a woman is in the process of giving birth, because of the chedle leida, she takes a shvua. She'll not have recourse to her husband. And then when the Torah says she has to bring a korban, a shvua is bitul chatos. The Gemara has all discussion on this matter, but the Gemara continues. I'm skipping a few lines. Tanya, Hoyer Ameh Oimeh, the Neymar Amra Torah Nidol Shiva. Why does the Torah prescribe a period of kufa of 7 for nida? Nisharogu b'kotzba. Omra Torah says, "Tzmeir shiva asyomim, yedei shetachadiva abayla, kishas kinisasa b'chupa." The Gemara says, "Let her be tummy for a 7-day period, and this way, when she renews her relationship with her husband, it will be with great rejuvenation. She should be chabiv abayla, kishas kinisasa b'chupa." Wow, the Gemara is presenting all kinds of Tanya mitzvahs, and this has relevance. There's a minog which is pretty nafotz among Ashkenazim that the kala and the chosen don't see each other for the week before the chuppah, and it's largely based on this Gemara. The Gemara does not articulate that particular practice, which is not the Ikra Adin. It's a very beautiful idea, but certainly founded upon this yisod that the Gemara is laying down. Gemara Sanhedrin, Chafal from the base. I'm not going to cite all the Gemaras in Shas, there are many, but the Gemara Sanhedrin, the second parak, Chafal from the base. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Neimalon is Galut Tami HaTeila. He's asking a more fundamental question. Why did the Torah reveal the Tami for different mitzvahs? And the Gemara tells us because if the Tami were to be revealed, Achman al-Latzan, it could have consequences that are not of a positive nature. Sharishne Mikros is Galut Taimon, Nichsha Bohem Gedel Ha'ila. There are two psukim where the Torah actually revealed the Tam, and an Adam Gadol was Nichsha. Ksiv lo yabal onoshim. The Torah says regarding a Melech and Pasha Shaitim that he should not have an excessive number of wives. We know that Chazal tell us how many wives the king is permitted to have. So it says lo yabal onoshim. Pen yotzu lebava. Omar Shlomo ani yabe v'lo yotzu. Shlomo thought that he'd be able to go ahead and marry many wives, and it would not affect him. And the pasuk says, "Ksiv ahilei zikna shloimei nasha vitu esavavo." Secondly, the Gemara says, "Ksiv lo yabel osusim." You should not have an excess of horses. Ama shloimei ani yabel lo yashu. I will have many horses that won't affect me. Ksiv, and the Gemara quotes Sukkim Melachim where it did affect it. So here we have a fact in the Gemara. The Gemara reveals to us the reason why the Torah did not reveal tamei amikra. Why the tamei for mitzvahs were not revealed. A few more examples, and with that we'll then begin to examine the Rambam and the Ramban, which is our main interest. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, and I involve him in the days, and I'm the Swafim, in the ninth parak, the Gemara says, Omav Yudah Marav, Hamati has beetle the Zokin. Someone marries off his daughter to an elder person. Vamati Isha Libnoi Kotten, or marries a woman to a young boy. Vamati Aveda Lakusi. You return Aveda to a goy. All of our kasu eimer, the pasuk says on these actions, leman sveis haroves atzmeya lo yeve Hashem slayach lo. You will not be forgiven. Rashi comments on the particular instance of hamatzir avedo lekusi. Says Rashi, here we see that the Gemara actually apparently is comparing a kusi to a Yisrael. So what is he doing by returning the avedo to a kusi? He's demonstrating that the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is not chashuv to him. Namely, the Ribbono Shel Olam told us there's a din of Hashavas Aveda. To whom does it apply? To our fellow Jew. And here he returns an Aveda to a Kusi. Sha'af the Kusi also came, Shol Mitzavu Aleyem, they were not Mitzuveh. On the din of Hashemah Saveda, of course, Chazal tell us parameters regarding this, if there's a Kiddush Hashem involved. I'm not entering that particular sphere right now. However, Be'ofen Ekroni, the Tzivi Hashem is limited, as we know that Babino writes at one point that since there's a reciprocity between one Jew and another, so all the mitzvahs of Amachadera apply Dafka within the family, within the Mishpacha, Dafka the Jews. Because of the reciprocal relationship, there's a long arichus that Babino wrote a long, lengthy essay on this topic. So here Rashi is telling us that since there's no tzibui of Hashemah Saveda to Akusi, and I'm doing it even though there's no tzibui, so obviously the Gemara is telling us that the key, of course, is the tzibui of Hashem Yisbarach. And we know the Mishnah at the end of Makas, Chav Gimel and Beis, Rab Chananim and Akasha, Ime, Ratzak of Yisbarach, the Zakas is Yisrael, the Fikol Chibol and Toru of Mitzvahs, Shenem Hashem Chavit, the Man Tzibul, Yad Tzor, Yad. So here the Rab Chananim and Akasha tells us the Yisot, the reason why we have a Rebu of Torah and Mitzvahs is because Lezakas Es Yisrael, Hashem wants to give us Schar, but Hashem did not reveal the particular reason for Mitzvah X or Mitzvah Y. That certainly was not revealed to us. This is just a sample of a number of Gemaras, there are many more. The Chazal described the Inyan of Tamei HaMitzvos. Our interest is to explore, as I said, more carefully the position of the Rambam and the Ramban, and we'll see that there's a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, probably one of the most major machlokesim, but it's very subtle in terms of exactly what the machlokes is. And before I do that, I'll just mention, I was zeichet to hear a number of times from Rav Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He noted, of course, distinctions between Chukim and Mishpatim, and we have the well-known Rashi comments, actually, a number of times Rashi said, but Rashi records in Parshas Chukas the parish of Ramesha Adarshan, a very well-known Ramesha Adarshan. He took the Paraduma, which is essentially a chayk, and Rashi writes that Klal Yisrael are taunted by the Umas HaElam because they ridicule the irrationality of Chukim. And Chazal say, Chukahi milfanai ve'en chavashus la'aracharea. It's a chok, you have no right to question it. So to probe the mystery of the Paraduma is an act of futility, it's frustrating, it's a mystery. But Rashi quotes Ramesha Adarshan. Ramesha Adarshan, literally, called Prat to Prat. Each detail and minutia, he explains the symbolic significance of the watery ashes and its effectiveness as a cleanser. And he's not the only one who did so. You also find this among other Parshani HaMikra. But essentially, there's no question that the way the Chavis HaBavis writes, and others as well, we shouldn't point out, and as the Loshim that I mentioned a moment ago, essentially, we have to carry out the mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach, Tomim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha. We have to be mekabel what Hashem Yisbarach has given us. So Rav Soloveitchik was very fond of saying there are different types of questions that people ask about any phenomena. There's the question of why. We want to understand why things are as they are. Young children always ask, why? You tell them to do X, and the response is, why? And then we have the question of how, which essentially, you want to know how something functions. And then the question is, what? You want to establish some meaning. So, why and how deal with qualities that are inherent in things. What already is more subjective. For example, in the science of physics and chemistry, we can never ask why. It's not a scientific question. There's no scientific why. Why does water freeze at 32 degrees Fahrenheit? Why does light travel at 186,000 miles per second? Why? However, you can ask how. It means you're trying to understand relationships between different phenomena. You want to define their interrelationships, perhaps in mathematical terms. So, the question of why is really not legitimate. How is a bit more legitimate, but certainly one question that we do have the right to ask, and this is also relevant to mitzvahs as well, we can't really ask why Hashem issued certain mitzvahs, for example. Why is it the mitzvah of Hakel with Matzah Shemitah Chag HaSukkos? We don't know why. Ribbono Shel Olam said so at the end of Sefer Devarim. Yes, there are those who provide explanations, Lashon Asifa, because of the gathering, and other explanations as well, but at the end of the day, we can try to understand what the mitzvah of Hakel is all about. That question, not only can we ask, we're mechuyev to ask, to try to understand the mitzvah of Hakel. And again, the how question and the why question cannot be asked regarding mitzvahs. How does the soil azogel bring about forgiveness on Yom Kippur? How does chalitza release a widow for remarriage? This is what Ribbono Shel Olam was koveya. This is what we accept. But certainly the idea of what is a legitimate question. So that it was found in the Gemara in Maseches Chagiga and Tatesim of Beis. Not only was he fond of it, Gedolei Yisrael were very fond of it, including the Baal HaTanya. The Gemara has Takasha based on the Pasuk in Malachi Peragimo, where the Navi tells us you'll see the distinction between a tzaddik and a rasha. Bein Eved Elokim lebein Mishalei Avodo. Someone who is a servant of Hashem is Barach, and someone who is not. The Gemara asks, isn't the tzaddik the same as an Eved Elokim? Isn't the rasha the same as Loi Avodo? Aren't they synonymous? And the Gemara says no. The first clause contrasts the tzaddik and the rasha, but the second alludes to two types of tzaddikim, the tzaddik Eved Elokim and the tzaddik Loi Avodo. In the Baal HaTanya, Rosh Nir Zalman Eliyadi, the author of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he explains the distinction as follows. The tzaddik Eved Elokim, says the Baal HaTanya, is emotionally and intellectually engaged in the mitzvah. He's ready to go beyond the obligatory, beyond that which is mechuyev to do. He is conscious of a tremendous chus, and he's filled with joy, and therefore he'll go beyond. The tzaddik lo yavod, though, acts out of habit, although he's observant. That element of emotional joy is missing, and he's not ready to go forth and indicate through his actions new initiatives. And that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara says that Lo Yavodo is happy if he reviews his learning 100 times. Eved Elokim, he'll do it 101 times. You'll ask, what's the distinction between 100 and 101 times? The Gemara tells us often in Shas how many times one has to chazer and another should read Munach Mekufsa, different shiurim that the Gemara gives. But certainly 100 and 101 times Tafakura would not make such a major distinction. The answer is that someone who is committed and who is connected to Limud HaTorah with such simcha, he'll do it again and again and again, surpassing the usual expectations. So now coming back to what we really want to discuss, all this was a bit of a preamble to the main issue at hand, and that is the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, that here there's a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. Now let's refer to the language of the Rishonim, and we'll read bits and pieces of the Ramban. In Pasuk Vav, over here, Ki Yikare Gan Tzibur Lefanecha, Ramban writes, Gam Zo Mitzvah Mewaeres Meneisev Yesmenei Lo Sishchatu Biyonechod, Ki Atam Bishneim Nevilti Heir Yislanu Leibach Zori Velo Nerachem. The common denominator here, in these two mitzvahs, he also, similar to the Rashbam and others, indicates that the element which is common is that we should, in effect, not chas v'sholom, be cruel, v'lo nerachem, not be compassionate. Osho lo yatir akosu v'asad hashchosu lakar amin, we saw that also in the Ibn Ezra. The Torah doesn't want us to destroy completely the species, even though it was matir shchita. And therefore, ha'horig ein ba'bon bi'omechad, ha'okechosom bi'yoslem dror la'uf, if one chas v'sholom violates this pasuk, so then one is if ki'ilu, he destroyed the species. And now he begins to examine the Rambam and Moron Nebuchim. The Kasa and Moron Nebuchim. The Rambam writes in Moron Nebuchim, the Ramban cites, Kitam Shiloh Hakem, the time also we have been over Shchatum Yomechon, Kidei Lo Ahazir, the Torah is warning us, Shiloh Yishkod HaBen Beini Haim, you should not slaughter the son in the presence of the mother. And the Ramban quotes the Rambam something which is astounding. And that is, Ki Yesh LeBehemos Da'agog Doyla Bazeh. Wow. The pain that an animal suffers under such circumstances is very great. Vein hefresh vein daigis o'odom v'dagat ha-behemos ha-beneyem. Tell also, there's no distinction between the pain of a human mother and the pain of an animal mother. Why? Ki ava ta'em v'chaneisu v'nebitna einen nimshach achari ha-techa v'adibur. The Rambam says, love and compassion for one's offspring is not a function of my reasoning capacity, but rather avhu mipu'ulas koyach ha-machshoba ha-metzuya v'behemos kashay metzuya v'odom. What is it a function of? Instinct, feelings that creatures possess. And here there's no distinction, says the Rambam, between the pain of an animal and the pain of a mother, of a human mother. V'im kain, ein ikar ha'isa b'yaisa v'yas v'nari, rak b'yamnari v'yaisa, aval ha'kol ha'choka, b'yaisa ha'chayim, v'avu shalom nit'achzer. We should not be cruel. No, the Rambam is saying something which is astounding. The instincts of a mother, a mama is a mama, a mother is a mother, whether she's an animal or a human being. And those instincts are so powerful and so overwhelming, there's no distinction between the feelings of an animal towards its young and the feelings of a mother towards its young, a human mother. Of course, we understand, as the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam mentions that if the Torah shows concern for the pain of an animal and for birds, with respect to humanity, with respect to human beings. So the position of the Rambam is relatively clear, that obviously we're not simply talking about a divine imperative, but rather there is a very fundamental rationale that underlies this mitzvah. However, the Rambam immediately asks a question on himself from the Mishnah in Brachas, from the Sugi in Brachas. But before we come to that question, again, what's amazing to us is that, number one, the parallel between the emotional side of an animal and the emotional side of a human being, according to the Rambam, is a parallel between the two. And unquestionably, there are many distinctions between animals and human beings. The Rabban can say there, in his Perash al HaTorah, always speaks about, he divides the world into four segments. And that is, we have what is known as Domein, Tzomeach, Chai, Medaber. So Chai refers to the animal kingdom. Of course, Domein is inorganic matter. Tzomeach is the vegetable kingdom, plants and what have you, vegetation. Chai, the animal kingdom, Medaber. Are human beings with our logos, our ability to verbalize, to articulate ideas. So the Ramban clearly has drawn a distinction between animals and human beings. Animals are together of chai, human beings are together of medaber. But undoubtedly the Rambam agrees with that. However, he feels in this specific area, with reference to emotions and feelings, there's no distinction between an animal and a human being, between a human mother and an animal mother. That sense of feeling for its brood, for its young, for its offspring, is identical. Zechidish Gobel. Every mother feels compassion for its young. And experiences pain if there is going to be an attempt on the part of an outsider to go ahead and interfere with her bonding with her young. And therefore, the Torah obviously wants to articulate a halacha that will take this yisod into consideration. The Rambam then, and this is quoted by the Ramban, the Yomah Harav, the Rambam asked the question on himself, an obvious question. The Altoshim Alay Nimana HaChachomim, you'll ask a kasha for the Gemara Brachos from Gimel and Beis. Ha'imer Al Kam Tzipo Yagir Rachamecha, that the Gemara says, whoever indicates that the base of the Kam Tzipo is what? Rachamei Hashem. So what's the din? The Gemara said, Mishafkin, I say. You're supposed to silence the person. Tell him to be quiet. Because clearly, the Rambam himself quotes, and the Ramban mentions it, Kizu achad mishtei svaros. Clearly, the Rambam says that there are two svaros here. Namely, there's a fundamental machlokes among the Rishonim, and the Rambam refers to this machlokes. He has one position, and we'll see others have a different position. What's his position? The Mishnah is based on the position, namely, Misha Yira Kiyin Tam Mitzvah Salachem Tabori. One position, of course, is that essentially there's no tam behind mitzvahs, and a person is the kind of mitzvah because it's the Ratzon Hashem. Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvah V'Tzivanu. Tzivui Hashem is Naimi to be the kind of mitzvah. Chayim Tabori is Barach. And there's no tam, says the Rambam. What's our position? V'anachnu Machzikim B'svarah Shniya. Sheyeh B'chama Mitzvah Tam. What's our position? All mitzvahs have a tam. Kayodua, the Rambam spent literally, probably close to half of his Sefer Maror Nebuchim is devoted to providing tamei mitzvahs. And there is a tam. So, there's a fundamental machlokes here. Namely, the Gemara Brachos is of the opinion that mitzvahs are to be mekuyam, not based on any tam, but rather based on the Tzivui Hashem, Chevet Taborei. We carry out the Ratzon of Hashem. And there's a rationale. It's not simply a divine imperative. There's a rational basis, and we know that the Rambam devoted, as I mentioned, enormous amounts of time. The Rambam was a boki in kemat every particular tchum that existed in his day, and many, for example, of the especially injunctions relating to Avodah Zarah, the Rambam found the keros in the secular world, in the idolatrous cults and rites of many different nations, and that's how he traces the Isur of Avodah Zarah to all those practices. So there's a rationale, unquestionably. As far as this sugi and brachas, so obviously this sugi and brachas goes according to the other opinion, that one fulfills mitzvahs because of chayim tzabere. And furthermore, the Rabban adds, I'll read a bit further, again, the Rabban was bothered by another kasha, in one of the bukhim over there, in Chelek Gimel, Perakavav, Mashamatzim, Bereshis Rabbah, the Torah commands us to do shchita menatzavah. What nafkamina is there if I do menatzavah? I do menarev from the back. What's the point of mitzvahs? Litzarev sabriyos, to put us through a smelting process. So that's also a statement which the Rambam had difficulty with, and the Ramban goes further. Ramban says, "L'chura, the Rambam is correct. There are tamei mitzvahs. Ki b'cholecha tam mitzvahs v'tikun la'adam b'levad schara v'esaberi v'esametzavu b'mizbarach." Clearly, every mitzvah has some underlying element. Ukramu chazal ne'malo nizgalu tamei ateva. Quote the Gemara that I mentioned earlier. V'dorshu chazal darshin Gemara m'sachem kufyutes. The Torah did not reveal the Tamei. The Rebbe Shom very specifically and deliberately decided to conceal Tamei Amikra, Tamei Amitzis. Was mystified, was stymied, was frustrated by the Paraduma. To you I will reveal the reason, to others it's a chok. And Ramban goes on to summarize towards the another few lines in Igbiaru. Apparently Chachmei Yisrael, Yechid Yisgula was zecha to Tamei Amikra, to Tamei Amitzis in the Mikra. So the Ramban cites more or less the Rambam, and the position of the Rambam is very clear. The mitzvahs can be comprehended rationally, the mitzvahs have a rational basis. We have an obligation to try to find out to the extent that we can. And obviously the reason why we fulfill this is because it's the Ratzon of Al-Barei. It's the Ratzon of Hashem Yisbarach. However, the mitzvahs are not acts which are capricious, but rather than meaningful activities with a fundamental time and a fundamental basis to them. This Yesod of the Rambam, of course, is found in a number of very famous Rambams. Again, we're not going to cite all Rambams in all the different places, but the Rambam has one or two very famous discussions of this. First we'll read a Rambam, we'll just read two Rambams on this briefly. The end of Hilchos Me'ilah, in Perches, the Rambam says, Perches, Halacha Ches. One should examine carefully the Mishpatim of the Torah to understand them. And the Rambam says, even though you may not find the Tam, of course, it's a play on the Psukim in Pasuk Yisrael. Don't view the Torah as a lahabdil, something of the secular word. Meila being nana from Hegdish. Look what the Torah was machmir. Since Hashem Hashem is an honor niskachu, because I don't know the time I should reject it. The person should not, in effect, think. And the Ram quotes a whole series of psukim regarding chukim and mishpatim. He tells the mishpatim on the mitzvah shetam and golui. The Torah tells us about the mazeh yedua. We understand mishpatim, such as, for example, gezel, shvichus domin, kibud av v'aim. The Ram here has included in mishpatim kibud av v'aim. Very fascinating. Just as an aside, this is an issue that's well known and discussed by Rishonim. Rishonim point out, there are two aspects to Kibud Av V'Aim. How do we know that? Because in the Parsha in Yisro, when the Torah presents the Aseret HaDibros, which one is Kibud Av V'Aim? Kibud Av V'Aim is the bridge between the first Luchos, or the first side of the Luchos, and the second side of the Luchos. Why? Because the first Luchos, or if you will, the first commandments on the Luchos are essentially related to Emunah Hashem Yisbarach, Zohar Hashem Shabbos Lekatsho, not Ovid Avodah Zohar, and then at the end we have Kabeira Savicha Vesimecha, and then after that Motir Tzach Leitino Leitino Losachim Beisviecha. The second seems to be based on rationality. What the Radak writes throughout the Perashat Tanakh, and the Rambam mentions it here also, the Ilan Peraches, that if society were to be Rachman Litzlan, it would run amok, then we'd have chaos. I remember well in the 60s when there was a blackout on the East Coast, the first blackout on the East Coast. Subsequently, there have been many blackouts. But during that blackout on the East Coast, and literally nothing was operating, no transportation, no buses, no subways. So I and a chaver were walking home from the yeshiva, and what we saw in my entire life, I never saw anything like it. People were literally, everything was black, it was nighttime. People were going into stores and walking out with, I'm not exaggerating, appliances, TVs and stereos. People walked out with of clothing, racks of clothing in the streets. I said to myself, what in heaven's name is going on here? And the answer is the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Il moli my rosh malchus. I'm still shaking from that event. It took us about 3 hours to get home, to walk home. We had no bus service, no transportation. Stores were looted, ransacked, emptied. The Unkelus Targum Unkelus tells us that Hashem Yisbarach gave Klal Yisrael the ability to be Shalu Ishmei Sveyu, Ishmei Sveusa, Klechesa Vachaizor. Rishonim have a field day trying to understand the language of Vishalu. What's the language of Vishalu? But the Pasuk says, Vayanatu es Mitzrayim, Dr. Targum, what did they do? Lerokein es Mitzrayim, they emptied Mitzrayim. That night, New York City was emptied. The stores. Mind-boggling what happened. So, Gezel and Shvichas Domin, we need a police force, we need soldiers, we need an army, otherwise, Achman Litzlan, Yish Yisrael, Chayim Lo. the beast and the human being somehow emerges. That was an aside. But here, the Rambam actually tells us this idea. He tells you things like Gezel Shrich Zom, but he also mentions Kibbut Abayim. So the answer is, Kibbut Abayim is a dialectic, it's a dichotomy. Tzvei Dinim in Kibbut Abayim. On the one hand, Kibbut Abayim is unquestionably a mishpat. How is that so? The Gemara says in Kedushin, the Gemara points out, when the non-Jewish world heard the Aseret HaDibros, so the Gemara says, they heard on Kibbut Abayim, and they said that the Ribbono Shel Olam is an egotistical, Rachman Litzlan, he's just full of ego. He's only interested in himself. Once they hear Kabbalah Sadiqa, Chaz V'Vahidu L'Mamor Savishenis. Reish Nebuch HaEmes, because Tzayt V'Vah HaEmes, the Gemara says. Why? Because Kibbut Abayim is based on Akar HaSatov. That's even a midah the Umar Eilam can understand relate to. The Medrash tells us in Shemais, with reference to power of Melech Mitzrayim, Machlok Zerab Mishmur, the Gemara in Tzayta. Vayokim Melech Chodesh HaMitzrayim, Mishalayad HaSeyse, was the Chodesh Mamish, and the Chatshuk Zereisa. Machlokes. Assuming he was Chodesh Mamish, so the Medrash says, Paro was very well aware of the fact that Yosef had salvaged the entire Egyptian economy. He saved them. If that's the case, how could they possibly go ahead and Asher lo yoda at Yosef? So the Medrash is mashma, that they also understand Hakaras HaTov. And that's what the Gemara says in Kedusha. That notion of Hakaras HaTov is a mishmat. It's fundamental. Someone rears you, someone raises you, someone does you a favor, there's an obligation to respond to, in effect, express gratitude, to understand what the person did for you. So that's one element in Kibbut Abayim. But there are other elements in Kibbut Abayim. The Gemara says, Ad Heichon Kibbut Abayim. Ad Heichon Mayor Abayim. And the Gemara tells us, if your father or mother takes your wallet with $1 million, throws it into the ocean, and you are now, essentially, without $1 million, how should you react? You should be mekabel upon yourself the Gzeiras HaMelech. Lashon HaAmram. Hilchos Mamrim. Be mekabel upon yourself the Gzeiras HaMelech. The parents are clearly irrational. The Gemara describes, of course, and the Mefarshim point out in Kedushin there, it's very fascinating. We only find, with reference to a goy, the concept of Kibbut Abayim, the Gemara, whenever it has to request to find someone who is fulfilling the mitzvah of Kibbut Abayim, Dabba Menesino, Esau, who the Gemara calls in Kedushin Amishumat, and yet he's the one that Chazal uses the model Kibbut Abayim. There are no Jews who have a kind of mitzvah of Kibbut Abayim. And the Gemara speaks about, again, in that context of Dabba Menesina, Kibbut Abayim, the element of Adhechon Meir, Adhechon Kibbut, what are the outer limits? The outer limits clearly involve Chok. So Kibbut Abayim has two elements. The Rambam here has addressed the element of Mishpatim in Kibbut Abayim. Anyway, the Rambam goes on to tell us that HaMishpatim Him HaMitzvah Shetamun Golui B'Toivas HaFiyot B'Elam HaZeh Yedua Yisu Gezel Shrik HaZam Kibbut Abayim. V'Chukim Him Mitzvah Shein Tamun Yedua. Chukim, of course, have no rational basis. Omer Chachonim Chukim Chakakti Lecha V'En Lecha Meshuf V'Hara B'Hem. V'Yitzvah Shel Adam, a present Yitzhar, the Umas HaElam, don't understand it, what's the nature of all these Chukim, Vatsa V'Chala, V'Egwa Rufa, Paraduma, Sura Mishtalech, and David HaMelech suffered from all the minim, the minakim, shoyim hashim al hachukim, the chol zman shoyim rozim also, b'tshuvat hasheker, umarchim lefi kreitzer da'at ha'odam, hayim meisid zekus batelah. What did David HaMelech do? The more they taunted him, and the more they jeered, and the more they scoffed, and the more they mocked, how did he react? He became closer to Hashem Yisbarach. Shenema tofu ha'sheker, zeydem ani, b'cholei vat etzor pikudecha. Ani b'cholei vat etzor pikudecha. And the Rambam goes on to describe, he tells you the Karbanos are obviously the Chlal Chukim, that's one Rambam. The other Rambam I'll just mention briefly again, the end of Tzmura, again the famous Rambam in Perek Dalet of Tzmura, Halacha Yigimum, he tells you, Abba Shal Kol Chuki HaTorah Gzeres, Heik Moshe B'Yarn, and Besoiz Me'ila, all the Chuki HaTorah Gzeres. Roi Liz Bainin Ma'am, the Kol Mashi HaTorah Yochel Yitim L'Tam, Tem L'Tam. The Rambam was very into finding Tam Yamitzis. Har Yavu Chacham Mavishenim, Hamel Shlomi Havin, Roba Tam Mishokol Chuki Atera, great Chachmi Yisrael, have the ability to understand Tam Yatera. And the Rambam then goes on to explain Tzmura. Ye royally, Ram presents his own explanation. Shezeh Shomer HaKosav Ayav Smurasa Yad Kedesh, that you can go ahead and be named there, you can go ahead and transfer the Gdusha, one animal to another. The Torah understood well the psyche of the human being. A person wants to amass material goods. The Abba Mishnah Nada V'Higdish, even though he took a neder, even though he consecrated something, gave something to Hegdish, Epsha Shechazabo, Vinichai, maybe he changes his mind. The Yifta, the Pachad Mishavio, and then he's going to redeem it from Hegdish, less than his value. Omra Teyob, in Pachad Atma, Yetiv Chemesh. You have to add a fifth. And in Hegdish, Meimab, Dusaguf. Shema Yachgabo, maybe he'll change his mind after he was Magdish Akarbab. He came in Shemayachal of Daisa, Yachli Fena, the Pchusim Mimena. So he'll exchange it for an animal that has not the same value. The Intitim of Rishus Lachiv, Harab the Yafe, Yachlev, Yafe, Rab, the Ematevu! The Fikach, Sasan, Akos, the front of Shalom Yachlev. The Torah has literally blocked every single, shall we say, possible avenue, so he should not engage in this kind of behavior. And the Torah imposed the Knasim Hechlev, and it said, Vahal Yahusu Rasno, Yia Kedesh. Wow. Pili Ployim. The Rambam comes up with a reasoning which is clearly based on, as he said, Yerali. As many have commented, both in the Rambam and the Rosh, that if the Rambam said the Svara, based on the Gemara, so he could argue, he quote the others who disagree in that Gemara, other Rishen who don't pass him like that Gemara, the Rambam says, Yerali, it's based on his knowledge of Kala Tarakula. The Chalei Adram Kidei Locha V'Tietu L'Sakan Da'Esa. Why does the Torah do it? That we should be M'Sakan Da'Esa. B'Rod Dini HaTorah Eino Nela Eitzas Nei Rochog Migdoi V'Eitza L'Sakan Hadeus V'Liyashe Kalam Asim. So again, this is Rambam, that L'Shitoso, Rambam Shita is very clear regarding Tamei HaMitzvahs, and therefore, even though we have Divrei Chazal, and perhaps I'll get that a little bit later, we have Divrei Chazal, as the Rambam himself quotes, and also there are a number of other Divrei Chazal the Rambam did not quote, but there are a number of Mamur Chazal that clearly the Rambam was fully aware of. He was aware of Kala Torah Kula, and he indicates that his position is that one should attempt very strongly and very passionately to try to find a rationale, a basis for Kala Mitzis. So now that we presented the way the Ramban quotes the Rambam, I'll just mention perhaps one other statement also found in Chazal that's not quoted here by the Ramban, but it's also very well known and very famous. It's a Medrash right here in Kisaitse. The Medrash asks, V'lama atinok nimo l'shmeni yomim, why is the child circumcised at 8 days? Shanasana kodesh bohu rachme olav lahamti lo acheba koichon. Hashem wanted the child to wait for 8 days till he has some strength. Uchshem sheracham avshak kodesh bohu ala adam kach racham av ala behima. Just like Hashem is merachim and a young child, a tinok, a rachanimo, so too he has rachmonas and an animal. Minayin, shenemar, umiyem hashmini v'hala, yeirot to the korban ishal Hashem. The Medrash compares not offering up an animal as a korban to a child, who of course is also a korban. You see from this Medrash the idea of a korban, which is mentioned in Hilchos Milah. And the Medrash answers, skipping a little bit, Hashem shenotzak kodesh bocha rachm ala beima, kach nismali rachm ala oifes. Hashem also has rachmanas on birds, minayin shenema, ki yikari kan tzipor. It is a clear Medrash, the shorash ha-mitzvah is rachmei ha-kodesh bocha alay. Not only that, it says in Svarim HaKdeshim that a person who wants to be Ma'ari rachmei himself, he should read the Parsha of Shiloh HaKeng. Furthermore, it says someone who is not zeichet to children, he should be mekayim the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKeng in order to be Ma'ari rachamim. Someone who is looking for shiduchim should be mekayim the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKeng, Ma'ari rachamim. So, of course, all this is not in sync with the Gemara Brachot, Meshatkin, I say. But, as I said, the Ramban himself quotes the Rambam, and the Rambam himself asks enough questions on his own position. And now, let us go to the position of the Rambam. Like the Rambam, and I'm reading now a bit further in this Rambam, he writes, Abel Elu ha'agodo sh'ashem iskashu ala ra'ak v'idai ki'inyan achilahem. The Divrei Chazal that the Rambam quoted is another element to them. Here's where there's the distinction between the Rambam and the Ramban. According to the Rambam, his perspective is the perspective of Hashem Yisbarach. And the Ramban says, no, that is not the intent, but rather, the Te'elus is not for Hashem Yisbarach. Abel HaTe'elus Bodem Atzmai. What's the Te'elus? Of course, mitzvahs have a rational basis, and it has to be comprehensible, has to be meaningful, but again, it is essentially not for Hashem Yisbarach, not from his perspective. He's a transcendent being, and obviously the efficacy of these mitzvahs has no connection to him whatsoever. But what is their benefit? For us, for humanity. L'noa mimenu nezek, to prevent us from harm. O yemuna ra, or a hashkafa, which is incorrect, a false belief. O mina maguna, or to save us from, rachman l'tzlan, a character trait which is loathsome. O lisko hanisim in the false habari yizbarach l'adas Hashem. Or to remember the nisim Hashem yizbarach in order to connect with Hashem yizbarach. Bezel, that's what it means, and Chazal say, l'ditu ha-mitzvot, elo, l'tzarif v'emesabriyot. It's a smelting kind of process. Sheyu kekesev tzorov, ki ha-tzorif ha-kesev, en ma-seir below time. The smelter, what is he trying to do? He wants to remove any dross, any impurity. Abul hotzi menu kol si. V'chel ha-mitzvot, l'hotzi milibenu kol amun ha-ra, u'lodienu ha-emes, u'lezoichoy tomit. So, the distinction between the Ramban and the Rambam seems to be the perspective that they are coming from. The perspective of the Rambam is Hashem Yisbarach does not want us lehitachzer, does not want us to be cruel, want us to demonstrate humanity. And the Rambam contends that this whole mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein or Oysev Yisrael Vesishcha Tovim Echod is in fact the Torah wants us to nurture proper character traits. That's our interest. This seems to be the issue between the Rambam and the Ramban, but essentially the Ramban does not take issue with the Yisod of the Rambam. He also agrees that they are Tamei HaMitzvos, unquestionably, but ultimately, and then he writes a bit further, if you go skip a few lines in the Ramban, he named the Furish Bekan Shelo Bo Lama Elashena Te'elos Elo Gisale. The Te'elos is not for Hashem Yisbarach, she is Tarek La'ira. Correct? Hashem does not need, obviously, the Or of the Menorah, doesn't need the Machal Korbanos, doesn't need the Rechak Teres, correct? But rather, Eina Te'elos Lo, it's not for Hashem Yisbarach, Rak Sheneida Anachnu Ha'emes, V'nifke Bo, Hashaniya Ru'uyim Liyais Megin Aleinu. It is for ourselves, for the human being, that we should be Zeicha, in effect, through these mitzvahs, to make all kinds of tikkunim. And the Raya, of course, is, he writes, Min HaShekhim Min HaTzavah, why are we Shekhim Min HaTzavah, not Min HaOref? It's not Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'shelo yitochim lomer v'shchita sheim b'toelos v'kavod the bari yizbarach mitzava yesim and arev. L'may nafmina to Hashem yizbarach whether the shchita is in the tzava from the front or from the back. O hanichor ela lonu hein. The whole idea is for us. La'adricheinu b'nesiva sarachem gam beis hashchita. Shchita has to be done with compassion, with sensitivity. The argument is even today that the most humane form of killing an animal is after for shchita because it's very quick. And therefore, it's markedly different Bahabdil, the Al-Fafi Abdullah, from the way the non-Jewish world goes ahead and snuffs out the life of an animal, either using physical kind of different types of physical implements, or essentially shocking the animal, or other types of stratagems and methodologies that are clearly far less humane than Shechita. That's been proven many, many times. It could be it's embedded here in the language of the Ramban. And again, the Ramban goes further. I'm just giving a little bit of Ramar, the whole idea of, again, the different types of Achila. She li olsenu nekiya nefesh. Chazal apparently understood that we are what we eat. This is also found in the Ramban Nevuchim. And this is the Ramban Lishitoso, that if one eats non-kosher birds, for example, the vulture, things of that sort, then one will develop Rachman al-Litzlan, midos and character traits that are, God forbid, founded upon cruelty, because these birds are cruel to their prey and cruel to chlal, and we don't want Chas v'Shalom to engage in any kind of cruelty. Many, many years ago, I was once zeche to be with Hagoyin HaTzadik Avraham Kamenetsky, Zeche Tzadik Livracha, 1983, and there I asked him a question which was probably somewhat of a, it was a courageous question to ask, but also it was a little bit bold on my part as well. I have had the schus of teaching both Iranian students and Russian students in the course of many decades, and this is many years ago. And I find the Iranian students tend to be more refined than the Russians that I taught. And so I asked Rabbi Yaakov, how do you explain the distinction between the behavior of the Russian students and the Iranian students? He was taken aback by the question, but on the spot, he told me, the Ramban, he referred to the Ramban Chumash, and he explained to me, he asked me if I know something of Russian history. He clearly had tremendous bekiyus in Russian history, and also he was quite aware of what was happening with the Iranians who escaped during the days of the Shah, especially many young people, young men, young women escaped actually from the Shah, came to the United States by themselves without their parents. It was a really tremendous serious nefesh, and they went through Carpathian mountains, and they went through all kinds of unbelievable crises in order to do so. I today have a number of Talmidim of Iranian descent who are doctors in different parts of the United States. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky explained to me the Iranians, even though they had massive difficulties at the moment that the Shah was essentially toppled from his regime, but they always maintained an allegiance to Kashrus. They were very medactic on Kashrus, unbelievably medactic on Kashrus. The Russians, unfortunately, from the time of the Russian Revolution, were not able to do so. The Russians decided, the Russian government, under Stalin and others, to literally squelch any vestige of Judaism and totally eliminate any connection to Judaism. As a result, they had to go underground. We know the history of what happened in Russia for decades. As a result, they weren't able to have access to Kashrut, and as a result of that, they became very, shall we say, somewhat not as compassionate as one would expect them to be. And that's how Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal explained to me. I remember I told this over to my Rebbe, Hagoyin Nissan Albert Zatzal, and he told it over to Rosh Hashiva, Hagoyin, the Babli Gusmesha, Zatzal Zivracha, Zechusim Yogin Aleinu, Amen. It was a wondrous notion that I heard from Hagoyin Rabbi Kamenetsky, and Rabbi Nissan Alpert and his Rebbe, Hagoyin Moshe Feinstein, said that they were so mishabeach Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, they were spoiled from what he said. And this is Mefurash Ramban. He writes over there in Chumash with reference to birds that we have no Masera for. And here again, Ramban refers to this idea of Lizakek es Nafshoseinu, the issue of Bal Teshaktu, and therefore it's all the Ta'elas, Lital Teinu Bilvad. And he goes on. I'm not going to read the entire Ramban because we're already a little bit beyond our schedule, but I just wanted to mention that we have here a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, and really the question is whose perspective you're coming from. You're coming from the Ibn Shalom's perspective, or you're coming from the perspective of the Klal Yisrael, of the obligation that we have. We human beings have to go ahead and be misakin, amidos, and the like. In this vein, I want to mention something that I heard, and I don't think I've mentioned this before. I heard it from Rosh Hashiva, Rav Mordechai Elephant, Rosh Hashiva of Itri, in Zefatah Dibracha, in 1971. And he was concerned, and he said this over a number of times, and I was very despoiled from what he pointed out. And let's just be makdin with the following comment, which is a very significant comment, because as we've seen, there seems to be two different approaches here. One approach is which is based on Tami Amitzis, and the other approach is Chevet Tabore. The Rambam actually paskes in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Tes Halacha Zayin, he writes the following: Misha Omar B'Tachnunim, someone who in their tefillos says, Misharichim Malkan Tipo Shalalikachaim Bonim, O Shalalishchad Oso Vietzbunai Viamechad, the person who in his davening, he says to Hashem Yisbarach, whoever is Merachim Malkan Tipo, or the case of Oso Vietzbunai, Yerachim Aleinu, the same, Ibanashalam Shehav Rachmanas Anas, Uchayesh Ibinya Zem, Mishatkin Israel, the Rambam says you're supposed to quiet him. Nishamitzvah Eilug Zerasakotzevein, Meinu Rachamim. These are zeros of Hashem is Barach. It's not based on Rachamim. She'iru ha'yim v'nei Rachamim lo ha'yamat alonu shechita kolika. If it was based on Rachamim, Hashem would not permit shechita kolika. So obviously we have a fundamental discrepancy, or if you will, an inconsistency, or if you will, a hitnakshut. We have a clash. We've seen two different mekores. On the one hand, we have Tami HaMitzvos. On the other hand, we have a clear statement that it's a zera of Hashem is Barach. So the Ramban basically came to the Yashir Nistira. And the Ramban also came to the Yashir Nistira. And the Ramban indicates that the sugis that speak of Tami HaMikra, obviously those are the sugis that the Ramban clearly is going to connect with. And the other sugis that speak of the Xeris Hashem is brought, they have a different school of thought. They have a different understanding that one has to be Kaim Mitzvah based on Chavis HaBari. And the Ramban also indicates that Yesh Mitzvah's Tam, and the fact that the Gemara says the bracha mishapkin, I say, because the Tzaelos is not for Hashem Yisbarach. The Tzaelos feel the for us. So Rav Shiva, Mordechai Elephant Zatzal, first discussed this Rambam and Ramban, and he said the following chiddush. I think it's a chiddush gadol. He explained it based on the famous Biskolov, and this Biskolov really is well known because it's the yisod of the Beis Halevi and the Vapchayim and the Biskolov, and the yisod that I mentioned many times. I call it the yisod of cause and effect. Of, shall we say, what is the cause and what is the effect? Whenever we witness any phenomenon, we have to know what is the cause and what is the effect. The Beis Halevi comments in the context of, he mentions the psuk in the beginning of Miketz. We'll just say it over briefly. So the question is, what's the backdrop for these psukim? The Torah says at the end of 2 years, Yosef was incarcerated for another 2 years. Paro had a dream. And then the Torah describes the dream, describes how Paro obviously utilized whatever instrumentalities he had at his behest to try to interpret the dream unsuccessfully. All the necromancers of Egypt were not able to interpret the dream. All these dreamologists and astrologers and the like. And Yosef comes to his attention, interprets the dream to his satisfaction. As a result, he becomes the Mishnah Melech Mitzrayim. Asks the Beit HaLevi, what was the cause and what was the effect? So we tend to think, as I just described it, the cause was that one fine day, Paro had a dream, he's returned. And then the Sa'am Ashkim tells Paro, I remember my sin. Paro goes to Avoda. And there there was Ivri, Eved, Salat Ha'abochim. And as a result, Yosef comes to the attention of Paro. Look, the cause was the dream of Paro. The effect is Yosef, and Yosef becomes the Mishnah Melech Mitzrayim. Says the Beis HaLevi, this is what they call in simple Yiddish, Geschichte übergedreht auf den Kopf. The opposite, the very antithesis of the way one should interpret it. Namely, not true. So what is the real story? The real story is based on the Medrash. The Medrash says that beginning of Miketz, the Lashon of Miketz implied the end of the Tkufa. Apparently Yosef was incarcerated at the post of the end of Ayeshev, incarcerated for another 2 years, whatever the pshat is, whether the chazanish or the nitziv, however you learn pshat in that pasuk, but the Torah tells us he was incarcerated for another 2 years, but now there had to be a way for Yosef to be released from incarceration. So what is the cause of everything? Yosef. He has to be released from incarceration. He has to become the Mishnah Melech Mitzrayim. How shall we go about bringing about this scenario? The answer is, it's a medrash mefurish that says it. Medrash, Pasuk in Iyov, without going into all the details, the Beis HaLevi is found in the Perash HaLatira. As a result, he becomes the Mishnah Melech Mitzrayim. So the cause is Yosef having to be released from incarceration, and the effect is Paro having a dream and being preserved. This same yisod was set up by Rav Chaim, well-known Rav Chaim Briska, in the well-known Bereishis Rabbah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Histakel Ba'araiso Ba'alma. The Ribbono Shel looked into the Torah and created the world. Said Rav Chaim, when we examine the Chukim HaOlam, we see how the Chukim of the world are matin to the Hanhagas HaOlam. Namely, Lo Sirtzach, Lo Signav, as I described earlier, if we were to permit rampant and wanton Ritzicha and Geneva, society would run amok. It would be the Churban HaOlam. It would be destruction of humanity, destruction of the world. So too, Machal Sasuras. Because both the Rambam and the Ramban I just mentioned, and the Rambam also more in the Ruchim indicate, they are Mazik Librius Adam. So therefore, said Rav Chaim, since Ritzich and Gineva constitute Churban HaOlam, therefore the Torah said that you should not engage in Ritzich or you should not engage in Gineva. Is that the pshat? Said Rav Chaim, you shift the Ibigad Leid Avon Kof. Incorrect! That's not the pshat. Ha'emes is lahetech, fukfaker. The emes is the opposite. That really, mitad ha'ogat ha'ilam, it could have been the opposite. On the contrary, everyone should become rotzchim, everyone should be ganovim, everyone should be gazlonim. And as a matter of fact, Rav Chaim said himself that b'teva, that's what he would have been. He would have been a ratzach, would have been a ganov, would have been a gazlon, if not for the Torah Tesha, if not for Shmiras HaMitzvahs. So that should have been, shall we say, the way the world operates. It operates through Geneva and Gzela and Ritzicha. That would be the key of Ma'ila. What did Ribbono Shel decide? He's talking about Ha'isa Brahma. The Eibishter looked into the Torah. Ribbono Shel looked into the Torah and decided that no, Chayka Torah is that these things are awesome. And that's the way he created the world. That there will be Churban HaOlam if a person engages in Ritzicha, in Geneva, in Gzela. He's talking about Ha'isa Brahma. The Beis Halevi brought a raya, which lichora is a raya mukhachas, to the shita, which Abhaim also explained, but you saw this the Beis Halevi. And the raya is, we find many mitzvahs in Azechel and Tzias Mitzrayim. The Torah has many, many times mitzvahs that were given Zechel and Tzias Mitzrayim. So the simple pshat is, because there was a saga of Shibud Mitzrayim, we were in bondage in Egypt, and then the Rebbe Shalom, the Chazal HaGadol, took us out of Mitzrayim. Therefore, he commanded us in all kinds of mitzvahs to remember the chesed that Hashem did. Zot, the Beis HaLevi, pum fakeh, just the opposite. Incorrect understanding of things. Hashem is Baruch wanted us to become certain mitzvahs. And therefore, what did Hashem do? Hashem created the saga of Shibud Mitzrayim and Yetzias Mitzrayim in order we should become these mitzvahs. The raya that Beis HaLevi brought, I'm not going to go into. It's actually found in the Chiddushim Maran Griz HaLevi, in his parish on Shir HaShirim, the Griz Al HaTorah, in one of the Maduros, that you can find it. Os Kuf Tzadik, if I'm not mistaken, that's where this Yisod is quoted. A raya from a Sugi in Sanhedrin, Daf Yudal from the base, with reference to the Gimel Dvarim Shem Abim Misashona. That's the raya he brought to this Yisod that he mentioned. So my Rosh Hashiva, Rav Mordechai Elevin Tzatzal, that he cited, of course, this Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi actually went even further and said this is a pshat in the pasuk in Shir HaShirim. That's why the Biskolov actually is quoted there. On a day, Divi Amali, Kumudach, Ayasi, Afasi, Lechilach, is going on to Yitzhak Mitzrayim. That's how Rashi understands those psukim in Shir HaShirim. Kine Astog Obar, Hageshem, Cholaf, Cholach Lo, Hanitzon, and Niru Ba'aretz, means the Siman of the Tkufa already exists. Chedish Aviv, the Siman of Aviv, Hatena Chanta Fageah, Vahakfonim Smodar Nosnu Reach. That's the third siman of Chedesh Aviv, Peres HaIlon. And there were Kumilach, Ayat Yafasid Chilach, these simanim indicate Chedesh Aviv came, and that's why the Halacha is one of the things we have Ma'abe, Mishum Chedesh Aviv, Shabbat Chedesh Aviv. The Gemara started in the Alpha days, but my interest is simply to indicate the Beis HaLevi. So he says that this Yisod is embedded in the following Medrash. Rashi quotes in the Chumash. Chazal tell us that when the Malachim came to Avim Avinu, then they went to Lot, and the house of Lot, Umatzis Ofer Vayachelo. Zok Rashi, Matzis Ofer Vayachelo, Pesach Haya. Frek the Beis HaLevi, Pesach Haya. I thought Pesach had to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim, with Shiva Mitzrayim. That's when we celebrate the Yom of Pesach, probably upon the heels of all those events. Ma Keshet to Lot, Nay Nishmita et Ha'atinai. Zok the Beis HaLevi, and Rav Chaim, and Briskehov. This is the Yisod, namely, the pasuk says, the Beit HaLevi points out, "Bavur ze asa Hashem li b'teisim Yitzayim." How do you interpret that pasuk? Said the Beit HaLevi, you interpret it the following way: "Bavur ze," because of the mitzvah matzah that Hashem is Baruch wanted to give us, because the Agav Agada tells us, the Bal Agada, "Bavur ze lo amati l'bashosh matzah mar v'lachum v'vanecha." There is something you can point to, because of the mitzvah matzah, asa Hashem li. What did Hashem is Baruch do? He created Shibud Mitzrayim and Yitzias Mitzrayim in order to retain the mitzvah matzah. So what is the cause? Matzah. What's the effect? Shibud Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim. So pasuk, our perish and pasuk. There are many kashes on this Beis HaLevi and Abchaim and Biskorov, but it's Yisod, which is very fascinating. Ba'avur ze asa Hashem li b'tzeisim Mitzrayim. So Amodach Elephant Zatzal, based on this Beis HaLevi and based on this Abchaim, so he wanted to be Miyashev the apparent two schools that we spoke about earlier, namely one school that indicates clearly the Gemara Brachos that we should not in any way see Rachamei Hashem as being behind Kan Tzipor, which seems to be not like Stira. We see the Gemara and also Midrashim that say otherwise. Everything is based on, obviously, Tami Amitzis, Rachamei HaKadosh Baruch Alayim. So he contended, based on this, Beis HaLevi and Abchaim and Biskorob, based on the Yisod, he wanted to explain the following. This whole discussion, as the Ramban quotes here in Chumash, whether there's a time for mitzvah, there's no time for mitzvah, and only Chavis HaBorei, that only relates to what? That if there's a time for a particular commandment, so because of that time, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us to do X and Y. But after the tzibui, there's no question. Once the tzibui is given, there's no doubt there's a time for the mitzvah. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once he looked into the Torah and created the world, So the Hanhogas HaOlam is Misnayal Kvi Masheh Tosu BaTorah. The world runs the way the Torah says. And each mitzvah has a tam, and the reason for keeping a mitzvah is based on a specific tam. And if I'm not the kind of mitzvah, that could lead to Churban HaOlam. However, the tam is not the reason for the tzivui. The tzivui of the Torah is Gzeiras HaMelech. Because the Berei Yisbarach, he commanded us to do so. So the Meila, my Rashid explained, there's no steer to the Medrash and the Sunni and Brachas that says, Al Kantipur, Yagir Achamechem B'Shaskin, they say. Because there, the Gemara is saying, the reason for the Tzibur is because Rachmi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Haim. That's not correct. What is the reason for the mitzvah? Zeras HaKotzer. It's not because of Rachamin. The name of Rachmi Gemara, B'Shaskin, they say. You have to keep the person quiet. However, once there is the Tzibur, once the Revolution created the world, the Stakel Baraisa Brahma and issued the Tzibur, there's a time for the mitzvah. Namely, what's the time? Hashem is Barach. Yes, indeed, once at the Mirachim Bapalichayim. That's the key of Ma'ilam. So, with that, Marash Shiva wanted to comment on a number of things, but I won't be Marich. With this, I'll be Messiah. Namely, the Rashi beginning of Kiseitse. The Torah speaks about the Yifas Torah, and Rashi has a famous comment, Lo Dibra Torah Ela Keneged Yetzara. So in this time as well, of Lo Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzara, of course, is Pela Otzum. What? Because someone has the Yetzara that cannot be controlled. So the Torah went ahead and indicated we have a Heter of Yifas Torah, purely for you. But according to Rav Chaim, and according to the Beis HaLevi, and according to the Briska Rav, that the entire Hanhagas HaOlam and Chuki HaTeva are all based on Chuki HaTeva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Takel Baraisa, Bra'alma, he looked into the Torah and created the world, so too the Bria of the Yetzer Hara is Alpi Chuki HaTeva. When the Torah says that we should not eat Chazir, a person is able to be misgaber on that Yetzer Hara. One is able to control the Yetzer Hara for eating Chazir, for eating non-kosher food, because otherwise the Torah would not be able to articulate such an Issa. So too with reference to Yifas Torah. The heter is not because the person is not able to be aimed in front of the Pitei Ayetzer. Of course, during the time of Muhammad, the Rabban points out in the Parashat HaTorah, it's much more difficult. After the Torah legislates, when Yishmatim be called Dabarah, based Muhammad, because if the Torah were to ask Yifas Torah, a person would be able to be Misgabar al Yitzro. And therefore, Yifas Torah, the heter is based on the following Yisod. Tzegzeiras HaKotzer, without any time. But once the Torah presented us with the heter of Yifas Torah, what's together our heter? Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer'ara. That's what Rashi says. Because the heter is only when, as the Gemara says in Kedushin, B'shosha Yitzhar Tekfal. Only if the Yetzer'ara is so overpowering, it's overwhelming, and he cannot control his passions. And therefore we see from here, Yisod, the Hanhoga is in effect, in a way, that the Yetzer Hara now is the koyach to marshal a person. It can actually ensnare a person and cause him to stumble. The Meila said by Rosh Hashiva, Rav Mordechai Elofin Zatzal, the stira between the two schools of thought is Meyushav. Because the MS, the Torah was not Mati Yifas Torah, because a person doesn't have the ability to be Mizgaber al Yitzro. On the contrary, a person can be Mizgaber al Yitzro. But essentially, the heter is Gzeiras HaKotzer. And this also explains another Rambam, he thought that there's a Lashon HaRambam where the Rambam seems to compare two disparate items that seemingly are not comparable. Namely, the Rambam compares, and he writes actually when he mentions the din of Yifas Torah, he uses the Lashon of the Chen. But the Rambam actually speaks of Yifas Torah, so there he also mentions the Heter Ubatim Aleim Koltub Ashalom Eleisa, the Heter Shas Mochama, that a person, a soldier, is able to eat non-kosher food. The chain, the Rambam says, in Roy, Vulamatsa, Mayechal, Machol, Selah, Asurim, the chain boil, he shall be used to, and Tokwa Yitro. What's the Lashon of the chain? Masha from the Rambam, he's equating Yifas Torah with the Heter, Machol, Sasuris. Lechura, Ein Hanid, and Deva the Raya, Mayin Yashmita, it's Asinai. They're two separate issues. In Yifas Torah, he writes in Aloha David, Hakoin, Mutu, Yifas Torah, Bebir, Rishena, Shalodibra Torah, El Kadeg Nayitze. While the Heter Machol Tassuras from Muhammad is not based on Yetzer Hara. We're talking even if a person can attain kosher macholit, Ayidei Tircha, that's what the Radbaz writes, on the spot. So the Heter is based on what? Zeras HaKotzer. Ubatim Leim Koltub, Hashalom Yigreisa. How the Rambam compare apples and potatoes? How does the Rambam compare two issues of the Chura not comparable? So, but based on the Yisod of Rav Chaim, and the Salevi, and Biskorov, So in fact, with the Torah was not mati yifat Torah because I don't have the ability to conquer my yetzer. I do. The heter is exas hakotzer. That's what the Torah was matir. Machol tasuas lemuchama. And only after the heter we say together the heter is connected yetzer hara. But that's not the reason for the heter. Lamele, you can't ask how are isurei Torah lifted because of yetzer hara? Why would the Torah? The whole idea is to fight the yetzer hara. That's what the entire Messias Sharim and all the Sifrei Musa are based on. That's what the Rambam compares the heter yifat Torah to the heter machol tasuas. In both cases, the two heterim that are huta b'milchama inyan echad hay, namely, what is the inyan? Zeras HaMelech. That at the bottom of all mitzvahs, we are obligated to go ahead and carry out the gzera of Hashem Yisbarach. That is the ultimate reason why we fulfill mitzvahs. As I mentioned earlier, we do not do so because of tamei hamitzvahs, but at the end of the day, we do so because Asher kidishonu b'mitzvahs of Mitzvahonu. So we have a fundamental machlokes the Rambam and Ramban, but the way Rosh Yeshiva interpreted in light of Abchayim, in light of Biskorov, in light of Beis Halevi, you see that the Yisod HaDvorim is Gzeras HaMelech. Halavai, we should plummet the depths of the Torah, try to understand the mitzvahs to the extent that we can, and in general, if you just want to look at the Ramban, I have many other Rambans that I xeroxed that find many, many Tamei HaMitzvahs everywhere, the Rambam, of course, among the Ruchim, but at the end of the day, unquestionably, both the Rambam and Ramban contended that the basis for fulfilling mitzvahs is Tzibui HaBari Yisbarach, Halavai, that we should surrender to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then subsequently, after the surrender, then we could try to be Mavara to clarify to the extent that we can what the basis of mitzvahs. Halavai, we should be Zeicher to be Mekayim the mitzvahs Bishlei Musam, and at the same time also plumb at the depths of the mitzvahs in order to understand what exactly lies behind all the different types of mitzvahs, chukim, mishpatim, that the Torah has commanded us to fulfill.